from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Are they doing this for monetary reasons?
Well, everybody's doing everything for monetary reasons.
It's a simple life. It's not much, but it gets the job done.
Did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
All right. Want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everybody. What is up?
1 week to go till football.
You say 1 week to go. I'm thinking 2 weeks to go until waking up to seeing the blind bidding process and guillotine leagues to see if you've won your bids.
Yeah, let's go.
Although that's Tuesday, it's Tuesday into Wednesday, right?
We'll wake up Wednesday morning and there will be the big report, right?
Yeah.
The big bid report on who bid what.
Who'd you get? What'd you bid on? What'd you get?
Yep. Are you an early bidder?
I mean, depends on the player.
But you'll go, okay, you won't slow play it early on in the season? Because I think when I first played guillotine, my idea was I'm doing nothing for a month.
How'd that work out?
And then I'm going to have all the money, and it did not work.
Nope.
Because that year I think I made it to like week five, but I think it probably stopped short right then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
spend your money. Don't be afraid to spend your money.
That's exactly right. I could give you my whole strategy. So it's funny. I wanted to talk about guillotine today, in part because I thought about that, and also in part because I think every time we talk about a guillotine league, there are people that yesterday or the day before I asked you what percentage of people know about the Scott Fish Bowl.
Right.
I think the number is low, but whatever. It's a good cause, and I understand. You know, the fantasy community knows about it really well, and in guillotine, I feel like. How many people play fantasy football? Hundreds of millions, right?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yes.
The number of people that play fantasy football. And I think Dynasty might be less than that, and then Guillotine is even less than that.
You think Guillotine's below Dynasty? That's probably right.
But it's probably above Vampire.
Yes.
I think.
It's above Vampire. It's probably below Best Ball.
Maybe.
Best balls become more and more popular with these apps, Underdog and
that
others.
That might only be because all of you fantasy addicts play 60 best ball teams.
Right.
And you're not even really in a league when you play best ball. You kind of are.
There's less people playing best ball, but there's more leagues out there.
Yes. You don't need friends to play best ball. You could just go online like, oh, here we go.
I'm in a draft. I could do it right now.
Exactly. You trip and fall, and you land in a best ball league. That probably happens to you on your way to your car.
Right.
Guillotine, of course, you know, for those of you that don't know or have thought of dabbling in it, it's where everybody drafts a team, and the rules are pretty simple. Don't finish last that week. Week one. Here we go. Boom. Did you finish last? No. You made it.
You're alive.
If you finished last... Sorry, your season is over.
Yep, you get the chop.
And then your team has all of its players go on waivers. And if you've ever been through waivers, you know how waivers work. The difference is waivers, instead of being guys like Pierre Strong Jr.
There's a name.
And Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, going on waivers right away week one, there's Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And... Ramondre Stevenson.
Like sure.
Reasonably good. Trey McBride. Oh, players.
Yeah. Right. Real starters. Guys that would immediately go in your lineup.
Real starters.
Yeah.
And again, like if you get one or two of those guys right off the bat, well, guess what? You can probably kick your feet up and last another 6-7 weeks before you even have to think about it. Because with the big guillotine league, there are a lot of bad teams.
Yep.
In the league we do, we have 20 teams.
Is it up to 20?
It's 20. It's 20 because we have a double elimination week.
Yeah.
Which I should check to see, by the way, if that's still available to us. Because how it works is Thanksgiving week does not have any buys. I think that's still how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So for Thanksgiving, week 13 this year for us, week 13 will be the double elimination.
Two teams that week.
Two teams get knocked out.
Okay.
And then we do a three-team final.
Should there be a max to guillotine leagues? That's one thing I have not found yet in my endeavors.
This is
every league I'm in grows by one or two every year. And like usually it's not a problem, right? Because you just throw a double elimination week in there and you're fine.
The question
is, you can have an odd number, right? You can have 17 if you want.
You can have 10. You could have 7. You could do whatever you want. It's very, very open to whatever you want.
Yep.
I don't know that I would add another. Do I want another double elimination week and a three-team final, by the way?
Do you think 20 is probably the...
I think 20 is the number.
That's the number. That's the max number.
It has worked well the last couple of years, so I think 20 is the number.
Okay.
But I was hanging out last night thinking about 1 week till the season and then 2 weeks until we get to go through that. 2 weeks until I'm staring at my fantasy football rosters nonstop. I think I am like most others. Is my experience the same as everybody else's? I don't know here. When are your drafts? Are all of yours done?
No, I have... I might only have guillotine drafts left, though. I think I have... two guillotine drafts, then I have Paul Hamilton's league.
Okay. So you still have three drafts
left. So I've got that draft coming up. I got three drafts left. Yep.
Yeah. I also have three drafts in the next week.
Yep.
I have a draft on the first, the second, the four. Oh, I'm sorry. I have four drafts. The first, second, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah.
Four drafts in 5 days.
Well, they have to happen within the next week.
That's right.
Yeah, because you got to get it in by the opener.
I have one league that drafts during the opener every year, which is a nice, it's easy to do.
Do those points count?
Absolutely. Yes.
So during the opener, you're drafting during the opener, and whoever's playing in the opener, those points count if you draft the guy?
Yes.
So if Travis Kelce, that wouldn't affect it.
Exactly.
If Pacheco has four touchdowns in that game next week.
By the time he scores four touchdowns,
it'd be too late.
It's an auction league, also he scores his first touchdown, someone's going to say Pacheco.
Right. And he would already be picked by the time
he might be.
Nelson Aguilar, there we go. He has four touchdowns, and he's not someone that would otherwise be drafted. And someone decides at 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to draft Nelson Aguilar and bank these points for week one. That could happen?
Sure.
Okay.
It's never a little wrinkle. Ever happened.
Okay, it's never actually impacted.
It's never happened. We draft during the opening game every year because with a bunch of people in their 40s, it's much easier to actually get everyone together when you have a date on the schedule.
Uh-huh.
And when we do it the opener every year, people know 4 months out that day. That day I've got to go to my buddy's house and draft a league. And we get to watch the game, which makes the draft process much less annoying if someone is taking a long time to bid up a player or if you want to, the two people are going back and forth on some quarterback and you're not in it, like, boom, check out and watch Chiefs-Ravens for a little while.
Okay.
So... it's never been a problem, and actually, I like it. I would recommend it for anybody that drafts during that game.
Yeah, I'm thinking back, the last time you would have had a player like this that could have made a decision like that possible was Kareem Hunt.
What did he do? Oh, against the Patriots.
Seven years ago. So that was a long time ago. Yeah, he had 246 yards and three touchdowns in that game.
It probably would have won you week one.
Yeah, and he was a rookie that you might not have drafted high otherwise. So, yeah, it's been a minute since a guy like that happened.
And again, it's auction, so it's not snake. So if he has 230 and three touchdowns in, someone puts his name up, who wants him?
Yeah.
No one's just going to steal those points. It's going to be a decision. You want to spend that money, you can go for it. Go for it. Go ahead and do it. So, yeah, I'm starting to prepare myself for the part of my brain that takes over for running fantasy football to, get back and get running.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll occupy a lot of time.
We got to get these receivers figured out before I get to my drafts coming up this weekend. Because I have not yet decided at any point in any draft that I've done about whether it was CeeDee Lamb before he signed, or whether it's Ayuk, or whether it's Chase. Any of these guys that are just not at their camps, I've just not completely ignored it. Not thought about it for an iota, whenever I'm left to decide like whether or not I should draft this player. And the next three drafts I do, I don't know, I think I might be thinking about it a little bit. It got ugly with IU yesterday, I think. At least uglier than it's been to this point. And I think it got uglier with Chase than it had been. His coach basically said he has no idea if he's playing week one. And he hinted at that 2 days ago when he said, like, I'm confident he'll play. And then yesterday was different. Yesterday was more like, I don't know, he might. He could sign by the end of the week, but we thought he was going to sign 2 weeks ago. And then the Ayuk one definitely was uglier than I think it's been. So I think by the time I hit my next drafts, like, those two players are actually going to be real decisions now.
Both cases are cases where teams are shooting themselves in the foot. What is there? I saw Benjamin Solak, ESPN, tweet this. Why in the world would a coach say we expect him to practice if you don't know if he's going to practice? Why'd you say it?
Well, they were daring him, right?
I guess so.
They're basically throwing the ball in his court. Like, we're expecting you to practice. Go ahead, you make it ugly. But even though when doing that, you are the ones that are creating the environment that can make it ugly.
Yes. These teams create their own problems. I like to make this point a lot about the Bills, because the Bills pay their guys and they give extensions, maybe to a fault. When's the last guy got ugly with Poyer? And they said nice things about him the whole way.
He never got ugly.
He never held out. He went to the open market and he came back. Okay, previous to Poyer, who was it?
Jarris Bird.
A
decade ago.
Safeties. That's it. This is not just the caliber of player you get. It's not just the attitude of the player you get. It's how willing a team is to say, like, yes, we will pay our good players.
They used to pay, even before McDermott and Bean, they used to pay the quarterbacks even. But they paid Tyrod and Fitz.
Yeah.
Not that long after, was it after 1 year for both of them? Like, the Bills, I mean, they paid Darius $100 million. I don't know that there's ever been someone I can think of other than Bird that got, like, Jason Peters, but I'm going really far back.
That's right, way far back. Yeah. And again, Jason Peters is another example. Like, if the Bills wanted to keep making that ugly instead of trading him, what would they have done? Let him miss practice, say he should have been fined.
Right.
Here's a guy that's playing left tackle at an all-pro level, at a Hall of Fame level, and they said they didn't want to do his contract over again. And instead of everybody looking bad, they traded him.
Right.
So
that equivalent would have been like if the Niners traded Ayuk back in March.
Yep, in
because
March.
That's how long this has been going on.
In March, who would be mad about it? Who would look bad? The Niners, well, we traded him because we felt we had to. We weren't going to pay that. Yeah. And Ayuk wouldn't look bad because, oh, he got traded. He was looking for a new deal. These hold-ins and hold-outs, meanwhile, in San Francisco, it's not just the receivers. Trent Williams, same spot.
Yep.
There's a guy that is the best in football and wants to be paid like it. The salary cap makes it difficult, of course. Like, that's always the thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It makes this difficult. It's, the Ayuk... Yesterday, the Ayuk story, I started thinking about this, and I want to be careful, because listen, hand up, all right? I'm going to admit something to all you out there. I know we talk about receivers a lot. I know it.
And this receiver.
This receiver... A lot.
Yeah.
And I know that the last thing I actually want to do is talk about next offseason on August 29th. So if I could, I want to pull like the Let's Get Stupid umbrella over me without having this be Let's Get Stupid.
Yeah.
I think I am shifting towards, I hope Aiyuk gets ugly all year, waits a year, and is a UFA at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will be, ready? Hold on.
Yeah.
You've got $60 million. Any ideas on who you might want to spend that on? I think I've got a receiver named Brandon Aiyuk would do that. Because you know what Aiyuk is, among other things? Everybody here wanting to say how important Mac Hollins will be because he's going to run block. Aiyuk can do that. Aiyuk does that as doggedly as anybody.
He's almost kind of like Diggs and Gabe Davis in the same body.
He does it all.
Yeah.
And he's incredible. So I think I'm, as someone who likes him as a player.
Yeah.
And has him in Dynasty in a couple places. But I just like him as a player. Aiyuk for me was Diggs before Diggs got to Buffalo. I loved Diggs as a player in Minnesota. I just liked watching him play. Amon-Ra St. Brown is like this. I just like watching that guy play. And this is Aiyuk for me. I think I'm just going to root for. I hope he sits for 10 weeks and then plays, and then he's a UFA and some team can trade, a second-round pick for his rights and sign him. And the Bills have 2 seconds.
All right. So, one that they got for Diggs. Imagine they traded the Diggs pick just to hit the refresh button on it a little bit.
Right. And I don't – I'm scared to do this. I don't want to do this where I say – would you know, put up a Twitter poll. Would you do that? Would you trade next year's second to bring in Aiyuk? Because I don't want to think about next year's offseason.
Right.
As we're sitting here before this season.
Would it matter if it's – I saw some takeaway yesterday that – well, like what was the comment from John Lynch? At some point, you've got to play.
Yes.
And even – you could take that even literally. I don't think he means it literally, but you just mentioned like he's got to show up by what, week 10 to toll the contract or else – technically speaking, if you just sit out the whole year, the contract year isn't burned. So the nine, you'd be right back in the same situation a year from now. So he has to play a few games.
Which is what Le'Veon Bell did. He sat a whole year and was in the same spot and turned down like $12 million or whatever it was.
But the Steelers just decided, we're not going to do this again and we'll let your rights go. But remember, there was a time during that season where everyone thought, okay, Le'Veon Bell's going to show up by week 10, right? Le'Veon Bell's going to show up by week 10 because he has to. And he just didn't. So, Aiyuk, I don't know, if it gets that ugly, like it started down that road a little bit yesterday, and he starts to hold out into the season, does he suddenly become like a deadline idea for teams?
Because only teams with room, though.
But that becomes different, right? Because every game that passes, I think his cap hit goes down and down and down. And I think if you have that space, I don't really know exactly how that works, but I've heard that said, that it's easier to make a trade for a guy like this in season because you're only paying half the salary that you would have been if you trade for him right now. So if that is how that works, I would think he's more tradable during the season. And then, I don't know, doesn't it become more about like what kind of season are the Bills having?
Yeah.
If they're having a season, do they say like, well, we're not really ready to do this right now in the middle of a season? But if they're winning, if they're 10-3,
now,
or it would be lower than that. If they're 8-2 by week 10 and they think they're a final piece away from, okay, wait a minute. We actually are this good. Let's go get that final piece and he's not signed yet and maybe even still sitting out. Let's go get him.
There's a topic for this season that's kind of juicy, which is, all right, the Bills are right at the deadline. And the choices are stick with it and have your transition year or
pivot.
Get aggressive and try to pull it out of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, what did they do? They got aggressive and tried to pull it out of the fire. They traded for a starting corner and they fired their offensive coordinator.
Right.
Like last year was a team that was viewed as, if it's not going well, we need to do things to get it right.
Yep.
And it would not. I don't think you'd be crazy to make a case that this year you shouldn't do that kind of thing. I don't want to spend capital. I don't want to spend money. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend draft picks because in my reset, I saw yesterday Kevin Cole, Unexpected Points podcast, refer to the Bills as a forced reset. And during a reset, you want to make sure you don't undo that. You know, would you trade your first-round pick to try and pull it out of the fire this year? Of course not. We've had these conversations about the Sabres forever where, you know, we want them to make a trade, and they never do, and it just kind of stays where they are. The difference is, if the Bills were ever having a season where it's not going the way they want to, wouldn't we be saying, make a move or two? You've got Josh Allen. Just get in.
Mm-hmm.
If they're on the outside, it's just get in. Last year was not that far from this. 6-6. Just get in. And they went on to win the division. And everything was, you know, generally fine.
And a big reason, or one of the reasons, was they nailed the trade.
Nailed the trade.
The guy they got, I mean, you can't really get much more from a mid-season acquisition
than a number one corner who turns the ball over, what, 5 times?
Right. Yeah.
Like he was a ball hawk for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
4 interceptions, including a pick six. He had 2 fumble recoveries.
6. All
right. So I said, 6 takeaways.
I shortchanged it when I said 5 takeaways.
It's pretty incredible.
6 takeaways.
So would it be different, though, if they would it be like you would be more open to a trade if they were great? Is that what makes a trade more likely? If you're 6-6 again, is it, well, like, this is the reset year, let's take our medicine, let's get through it, we're not going to go all the way this year anyway, versus if they're 10-2
or they're 8-1
or 8-1,
they look dominant.
But then doesn't that get to, well, I'm 8-1, what do I need to make a big trade for?
Well, people would say that, but I would not. I would want them to push in further. If we're this good, you never know when the year is going to be the year, right? Which is why they went and signed Vaughn, because it was, we feel we are close enough to go push on this. And, you know, Vaughn's contract and what that represented was an aging player with a bit of a risk, and they've paid the price for that. And the money on that was big. It arguably cost them some other pieces along the way. It's one of the reasons they probably are in this kind of cap jail. I don't know. It's always an interesting case. There's a Sabres comparison there, too. In 06, 07, they were so good, they felt, what'd they trade for? They traded backup goalie. That's what they switched on.
Backup goalie, and signed a bunch of AHL defensemen.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Or traded for.
Whereas the year before, it was Zubras. Let's get Zubras.
Yep.
So, right? Do I have that right? 05, 06 was Zubras?
Yeah. No,
it was 07. Okay, so they did go in.
05, 06 was the year they did nothing at the deadline.
That's right. They were surprise good.
Right.
803-0550, finding our way to this. From guillotine to
Aiyuk.
What should the Bills do at the deadline?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, sometimes it works that way. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Coming up on the show today, we've got, we'll check in with Sal. He's going to come on at 7:30. At 8:30, we'll talk a little UB football. Brad Ryder's going to join us. And at 9 o'clock, the Titans. I was flirting with a question about the Titans. And it was, we're gonna talk with our guest at 9 o'clock about Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
Is the NFL a better place if Will Levis turns into something good? And I think the answer to that is yes. And yes. I wanted to go ahead and I almost was thinking about comparing him to, like, what would be better? Caleb Williams is great or Will Levis is great? Which Will Levis is a bit of a long shot.
Yeah.
And I don't want another good quarterback in the AFC.
Right.
But I wonder what kind of belief there is in Tennessee about Levis. And when we do this at 9 and talk about the Titans, the question I kind of have is, are Titans fans invoking the name of Josh Allen when they talk about him? Listen, we saw flashes, and the physical skills are unlike many others. I don't know if he's had the arm strength, but the running through people, the dual threat, like
he throws the ball deep a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So I think he's got that too. I think, who else would you be comparing him to? There's not many guys that are, you know, trying to run through your face while also trying to throw it over your head.
That's right. Is there a third guy? Those are two. Who's the third guy?
Cam Newton.
Culpepper used to. Newton used to.
Culpepper
was big, at least, and ran fast.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're thinking about Allen. And in a world where every quarterback in the world has been compared to Josh Allen, like in the last 5 years, I think Levis is, it's not that bad. Like, I don't think he'll ever be that good. That's a super high bar. But he doesn't play that differently. He tries to play similarly, I think.
It's a fun style.
He would be a lot of fun. It would be, I mean, we don't get Winston anymore. Winston's a lot of fun to watch, and we can't get him in a starting job. So Levis would make the Titans specifically more fun. When have the Titans ever been fun in history? Ever?
Steve McNair was kind of fun, but I didn't like them then either.
Okay.
They might have a nasty...
Not in my lifetime.
They might have a really nasty defense, by the way, the Titans.
Nasty isn't good?
Yeah, really, really nasty good. Their defensive line. Go look at their defensive line. They've made big, big additions to their defensive line. They invested in quite a bit.
Legarius Sneed they brought in this offseason.
Yes, they did. The defense could be very, very good.
Yeah.
All right, 803-0550. Josh Allen addresses being called overrated, and I have an open letter, or an oral letter, whatever. I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to write it. I've got an idea for Allen.
Okay.
I've got a real... I'm going to plead with him about his next step, his next career step. He can make a choice. And I think, well, not everybody would love it, but I sure would. So Josh Allen responds to being called the most overrated quarterback, and the internet and Bills fans run to him to defend him in a way that is,
I heard a good take. I actually heard a good take on him being named the most overrated quarterback in the league by 11 players.
Yeah.
By the way, from none other than Nick Wright had a good point about this. The Bills fans will not be mad at. They will like the point Nick Wright made about Allen being voted the most overrated player in the league.
All right, we'll get
to that. We also have to get to, I think, Tage Thompson went too far.
Tage Thompson.
I think you went too far.
About the black and red jerseys?
Yeah.
All right. Plenty to chat about. It's a nice Thursday. It's going to be relatively nice again today. And we're 1 week from the NFL season beginning. Chiefs and Ravens a week from today. Jeremy and Joe, and join us. Give us a call. 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.